Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Our neighbors across the street from us recently had a whole house generator installed. I know because I see it as I look out my front window. And there it is, just to the side of their garage. You know, a few weeks ago, when I was having a hard time sleeping, I got up and walked around the house, and I peeked out the front window, and I saw that little green light of the neighbor's generator glowing in the dark. That was the signal that, as far as the generator was concerned, all was well. Well, the real test of the generator came a few days later, when we had a storm pop up. I was curious about the generator, how it would work through the storm, and lo and behold, the little green light was on all the way through the storm, which meant the neighbors didn't lose power like we did that night. And they got to see all of Dancing with the Stars. Oh, I digress. Anyway, I thought of my neighbor's generator as I was reading our recent chapter in Unshakable Hope by Max Licato. You know, we have one who is even better and more faithful than a generator to see us through the storms of life. Of our lives. We have Jesus. How good is the promise from Romans 8 that Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. No matter what storms we face, Jesus is praying us through them, just as he did with his disciples in the example in Matthew chapter 14. Let's take a look at that. Matthew chapter 14, starting in verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Well, you know, I loved reading Max's description of this same incident. I've just got to share it with you right from the pages of chapter 8 in Unshakable Hope. Max writes, "Let's climb in the boat with them. Look at their rain-splattered faces. What do you see? Fear for sure. Doubt absolutely. You may even hear a question shouted over the wind. Anyone know where Jesus is?" The question is not recorded in the text, but it was surely asked. It is today. When a ferocious storm pounces on obedient disciples, where in the world is Jesus? The answer is clear and surprising. He's praying. Jesus had gone up on a mountainside by himself to pray, Matthew 14:23 records. There is no indication that he did anything else. He didn't eat. He didn't chat. He didn't sleep. He prayed. Jesus was so intent in prayer that he persisted even though his robe was soaked and his hair was matted. After he'd served all day, he prayed all night. He felt the gale force winds and the skin stinging rain. He too was in the storm, but still he prayed. Or should we say, he was in the storm, so he prayed. Was the storm the reason for his intercession? Do his actions here describe his first course of action, to pray for his followers? During storms, he is, as Romans 8 records, Jesus is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Max goes on to write, "Ponder this promise. Jesus, right now, at this moment, in the midst of your storm, is interceding for you. The King of the universe is speaking on your behalf. He is calling out to the Heavenly Father. He is urging the help of the Holy Spirit. He is advocating for a special blessing to be sent your way. You do not fight the wind and the waves alone. It's not up to you to find a solution. You have the mightiest prince and the holiest advocate standing up for you. I don't know about you, but I am so grateful to realize in a storm he is there. And also to see in the story in Matthew 14, so familiar, two things that I missed. The reason that Jesus is advocating and he's with us is because, number one, Jesus was in the same storm while up on the mountainside. While he was praying, he was still in the same storm as the disciples. They were out in the boat on the lake, but the storm was the same. And secondly, Jesus was praying. He was interceding for his disciples because he knew about the storm when he sent them out. You know, the same is true of us today. We are his disciples, and we will face storms, and Jesus knows about them. And he's praying for us and interceding for us even before we know we need it. As Max continues to write, a person might object, if Jesus was praying, why did the storm even happen? Wouldn't an interceding Jesus guarantee a storm-free life? Max writes, my answer is absolutely. That storm-free life will be inaugurated in the eternal kingdom. The storm-free life will be inaugurated in the eternal kingdom. Between now and then, since this is a fallen world, and since the devil still stirs doubt and fear, we can count on storms. But we can also count on the presence and the prayers of Christ in the midst of them. Yes, we're going to have a storm-free life when we get to heaven. But because we live in a fallen world and the devil still stirs that doubt and fear, prowls around like a lion seeking whom he may devour, there are going to be storms. But we can count on the presence and the prayers of Christ in the midst of them. We are never alone. Not only is Jesus interceding for us, he's coming to us in our storms, just like he did his disciples that night. You know, I think about all those that we intercede for in prayer. Think about all those that you pray for, your loved ones, your work, the people you know who are ill, who are battling cancer, and just who have such tragedy in their life. Think about them. Jesus is praying for them also, and he's coming to them in the midst of their storm right now. Right now. And he's there for each of us too, no matter what our storm is. Jesus is our generator, whose little green light never goes out. As the writer of Hebrews wrote, Jesus always lives to intercede for us. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.